From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The funeral for entertainer Michael Jackson is underway in Los Angeles. Many friends, activists, and singers are on the program to honor the late entertainer, such as singer Stevie Wonder.
I never dreamed you'd leave in summer.
Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton has given the eulogy, saying Michael Jackson's message was endurance.
As you climb up steep mountains, sometimes you scar your knee. Sometimes you break your skin. But don't focus on the scars. Focus on the journey. Michael Beter, Michael rose to the top. He outsang his cynics. He outdanced his doubters.
Thousands of fans are in the L.A. streets close to the Staples Center. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates says many of the mourners are joyful, even though they couldn't get into the funeral.
They have all elected to remain. They're fanning themselves, drinking water, waving at, you know, police cars that go by. And when I ask them, why are you here if you can't get in, the answer I hear over and over again is, we're here for Michael, we're here for his family, we want them to know that we care.
NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates at the Jackson funeral in Los Angeles. Reports from Xinjiang province, China, say more than 150 people have been killed in fighting between Muslim Uyghurs and ethnic Han Chinese. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the Chinese government has imposed a curfew, but it isn't working.
The feeling is that the government's grip on the situation is very tenuous. They have to persuade people not to resort to vigilantism, and I think they will probably need to get more boots on the ground. They will probably need to get more security forces in to prevent the ethnic groups from clashing.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Urumqi, Xinjiang province, China. South Carolina's Republican Party has formally censured the state's GOP governor, Mark Sanford. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
Sanford, who just a few weeks ago was considered a possible Republican presidential candidate in 2012, has heard a number of his party mates call for his resignation following his recent announcement that he'd been having an affair. Republican leaders from around South Carolina met over the phone for more than 3 hours last night. Their options range from taking no formal action to asking the governor to leave office. What they chose was something in the middle, a public reprimand that shows the party doesn't condone Sanford's affair, but doesn't suggest he resign either. Instead, the head of South Carolina's GOP, Karen Floyd, says it's time to move on from this scandal. Sanford followed last night's censure with a statement saying he appreciates his party's position and that he plans on staying in office for the final year and a half of his term. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte, North Carolina.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 130 points. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on all sides in the recent political unrest in Honduras to refrain from violence and seek a negotiated solution. Clinton's met with ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya at the State Department in Washington. Zelaya was overthrown in a bloodless military coup last week. The new military-backed government in Honduras is warning if Zelaya tries to return, he will be arrested. Israel says it has deported several activists, including a Nobel laureate and a former U.S. congresswoman. They were detained when their boat was seized as they tried to deliver aid to Palestinians in Gaza. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney and Nobel laureate Mairead Corrigan McGuire were among the activists taken into custody when the Israeli Navy intercepted a boat carrying 3 tons of medical and humanitarian aid for the trapped residents of the Gaza Strip. Israel has enforced an embargo on goods entering the Strip in response to what it calls the hostility of the Hamas movement that controls Gaza. The Free Gaza Movement, which sponsored the aid vessel, posted a statement online from McKinney asserting that Israel had, quote, lost its last shred of legitimacy if it feared for its security, quote, because we wanted to give crayons to the children of Gaza. More than a dozen other activists had already been released by the Israelis. Authorities say after being inspected, the aid supplies will be transferred to Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
President Obama is urging ordinary Russians to work toward improving relations with the United States. The president's on the second day of a brief trip to Russia, where he met with President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.